Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
29588.
Thank you. And could I have your first and last name?
Mary Schultz, Schultz.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I do see your name. Would you be able to verify the mailing address on this account?
501 Boone Trail, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29588.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, on this account, I see that it had the portable AC, with the monthly store membership, which was canceled. And how may I help you today?
You guys took another $39.99 out of my account today. And it wasn't supposed to be taken out because I canceled it last
Okay.
month.
Well, I'm looking at your account, and the latest charge you have from us was from July the 20th for $35. And we haven't charged you anything after that date.
Well, it came out of my account today. It says pending in my account, and I called my bank and they gave me this number for the charge, so it has to be coming out somewhere in your company.
Okay. I can double check just to make sure. One moment.
Sure.
All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So I did go ahead and check again, but we don't have any charges processed after July the 20th.
That's
I could advise that you can contact your bank institution back and let them know that the merchant has not processed any more charges for you. Maybe the wrong customer service number was listed on your statement for that charge.
Can you give me my cancellation number again? I inadvertently threw it out.
Okay. While I'm not able to view the cancellation number, it just shows that you were provided a cancellation code. Usually I would have to search the code and it pulls up the customer's cancellation.
So you can't give me the code? It's not on my
I
account
can,
there anywhere.
no ma'am, but I can generate you an entirely different cancellation code.
Yeah, that would be great too, if you could do that.
Okay, just one moment.
Sure.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready for that number.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, 920-911-559.
Five, nine. Okay. So it was canceled on 7/20.
The account was canceled on July the 21st.
July 21st, and okay. All right. All right, I'll call my bank back because they have this number. And what was that charge, the last charge that you guys had taken out? It was for 30.
It was for $35 even.
$35 even. Okay. All right, I'll call them back.
Hey, but is there anything else I could assist you with?
No, thank you. Yeah, while I got you on the phone, when I ordered that air conditioning unit, which I did receive, I was supposed to get, I paid it another $749 or something before I canceled it, and I was supposed to get some kind of mystery box, and I never received it, but I paid for it.
Yes, so I do see that on the 14th you were charged a $7.99 for the mystery box gift. It should have been delivered along with the AC, but you did not receive that.
That's correct. Yes, I did not get it.
Wait, one
Just got the
moment.
air conditioning.
Okay, since you do not, I'm sorry, since you did not receive that item, I can put in a reshipment for your mystery box gift.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, ma'am, so I went ahead and processed a request to have your mystery box gift reshipped. That can take 3 to 5 business days to make it to your location.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.